Yesterday, Wisconsin health officials announced the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state has jumped from 3 to 6. Colleges are taking unprecedented steps to minimize the risk of coronavirus. UW-Madison will suspend in-person classes after spring break and move instruction online for at least 3 weeks. Most other UW campuses are following suit. UW-Milwaukee has extended its spring break by a week to give professors time to adjust their classes to an online format. After the break, UWM classes will take place remotely until at least April 10th. A UWM Foundation employee is being tested for COVID-19. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more information on how colleges are responding to the coronavirus.
Experts say social distancing is one of the best ways to prevent coronavirus infection. That is, keeping people from congregating in large groups, such as college classrooms. UW-Madison Health Services Director Jake Baggett said this is why the school is halting face-to-face instruction beginning March 23rd, after spring break. Baggett spoke at a Wednesday news conference.
The best thing that we can all do right now is to minimize our exposure to larger groups. That is what underlies the actions the university is taking at this time.
Madison's switch to remote instruction will continue through April 10th. Here's Chancellor Rebecca Blank.
Is there a possibility that we will suspend through the end of the semester or change to this alternative delivery? Yes, there is, but the right answer is we don't know enough right now. There's enough fog about what's happening here locally in the area and what's happening across the nation that we think it's wise to make a second round decision in early April.
The university is asking students who live in dorms to stay away from residence halls after spring break if they're able. Blank says students who don't have a permanent home to go back to, like international students, can stay in the dorms.
So we will continue to keep the residence halls open. We expect them to stay there, and we will make arrangements with them for that. But dealing with a residence hall with 10% occupancy is a very different situation from a disease control standpoint than a residence hall with 100% occupancy.
A host of other UW campuses are also taking instruction online following upcoming spring breaks. UW-Green Bay is one of them. Provost Michael Alexander says in-person classes are canceled the week of March 23rd, and leaders may extend the precaution depending on the coronavirus risk.
The hardest part is that we're going to have to be able to react to a changing situation, right? So, you know, typically a professor will give a syllabus to the students at the first day of class, and it laid out as how that class will operate for the semester, and there's going to be some disruption to that. And so we try never to do that, but, you know, an extraordinary circumstance requires extraordinary measures.
Back at UW-Madison, educational psychology professor Ed Hubbard says suspending in-person classes will inevitably disrupt student learning and faculty research. But he thinks the university made the right call by shifting instruction online.
Hopefully, you know, given the number of students that are here and given the impact that the university has on the state, that it will overall decrease the rate of infection for everybody in the state. And I think that this is really one of the key things, is that we need to be thinking of this as a shared problem, that it's all of our responsibility to try and protect everyone's health.
In addition to closing classroom doors, UW-Madison and other schools have canceled university-sponsored travel and study abroad programs. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.